This is the Robert Arms Jazz Institute performing Funky Cha-Cha at the Last Frontier Bar. Robert Arms, the director of the Institute, started playing drums at the age of 4, but he really got into jazz when he was in college jamming with friends. Later on, he learned to play the trumpet, saxophone, guitar, piano, and other instruments by becoming a band director. However, his main instrument is percussion.
It's something I've always loved to do since I was born. Whether or not it's a profession or not is, I guess, the blessing. I know a lot of people that can't make it a profession.
Arms was the principal percussionist for the Anchorage Symphony for 30 years. He founded the Robert Arms Jazz Institute 4 years ago after he retired as a band director at Romig Middle School. Now, every Tuesday, he helps students hone their craft by concentrating on areas they're uncomfortable with, as well as preparing them for performances at local bars and restaurants.
When I retired 4 years ago, I was looking at a lot of my students not having a good venue in order to continue playing jazz. And so I figured I could do that one night a week and keep them playing their horns and going on to be prepared for college properly. Where if they didn't have a good jazz venue, a lot of them would quit, and definitely if they continued with some of the programs that were available to them, they may not be able to get to college. They wouldn't have the skills to get up to that level.
The Jazz Institute is a mixture of students from all across Anchorage. They come together and learn how to play in a jazz band setting. Right now, there are 2 jazz bands at the Institute, a jazz combo with about 7 people and a full jazz band which has about 20 people. A jazz combo is usually 4 horn players plus a standard rhythm section, while a standard big band has a rhythm section plus full sections of saxophones, trumpets, and trombones.
We kind of take the best players from all the schools and put them into one band. It's kind of an honor band. Some of the best players in town at the high school and down level come together on Tuesday nights and we work out at the Music Man. So it's actually very fun, very fun.
Arms has former students all around the world who now play professionally, teach, and record. Recently, a student named Paul Boutte got the opportunity to attend the Eastman School of Music in New York. Arms taught Boutte for 2 years in middle school. Boutte then went to Interlochen Center for the Arts in Michigan for 4 years and is now going to be playing with some of the best musicians in the world while attending Eastman.
That's just one example. There are many of them all around the world, basically, from Norway to New York to LA, that are out there kicking it and having fun doing music. I know a lot of people that can't make it a profession, and I've got the ability to where I can pull all the resources together and basically give them concerts in a concert hall setting at a really reasonable price so they can watch their children perform and grow.
For Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Connor Soberay.